First, let's take a look at our headlines.
Raúl Castro and Díaz-Canel attend funeral of Acela de los Santos.
President of the Cuban National Assembly congratulates country's designated mayors.
U.S. to send ambassador to Bolivia after coup ousted Evo Morales.
Coronavirus death toll rises to 81 in China, nearly 3,000 infected.
And now the news in detail.
Raúl Castro Ruz, first secretary of the Cuban Communist Party, and Miguel Díaz-Canel, president of the Republic of Cuba, attended the funeral of the outstanding educator and revolutionary Acela de los Santos at Havana's Cristóbal Colón Cemetery. Thousands of Cubans paid tribute to the revolutionary fighter who died last January 23rd at the age of 90 and whose remains were cremated. The ceremony took place over the weekend at the Pantheon of the Veterans of the capital's necropolis, where the urn with her ashes will remain until they're transferred to the mausoleum of the Second Eastern Front, Fran País, in the eastern province of Santiago de Cuba. The second secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba, José Ramón Machado Ventura, delivered the eulogy. In his remarks, he noted that Acela is considered the founder of Cuban pedagogy and one of its main protagonists. Machado Ventura recalled her role as head of the education department in the Second Eastern Front, her training as an educator, her friendship with Vilma Espín, her activity in the clandestine struggle, her presence in the Sierra Maestra, where she created more than 400 schools and literary groups, a work to which she would devote herself with passion following the triumph of the Cuban Revolution.
The president of Cuban National Assembly of People's Power, Esteban Lasso, congratulated the mayors designated in the 168 municipalities of the nation. Lasso described the election of the mayors as an important step that improves the system of people's power by reinforcing the role of the municipal assemblies. Lasso Hernández expressed the certainty that those appointed will know how to be faithful to the commitment that they have assumed in a historical moment for Cuba, and that they will always defend the principles of social democracy expressed in the new constitution. The mayors will preside over the councils of the municipal administration in charge of satisfying the needs of the economy, health, assistance, education, culture, sports, and recreation of the municipal territory, in accordance with Article 201 of the Constitution.
The U.S. State Department says it will send an ambassador to Bolivia for the first time in more than 11 years in the Trump administration's latest show of support for the right-wing government that took power after President Evo Morales was deposed in a military coup last November. Under Secretary of State David Hale said in a video statement that the U.S. is looking to restore what he called a normal relationship between the United States and Bolivia. Hale traveled to the presidential palace in La Paz last week, where he met with Jeanine Áñez, who declared herself interim president of Bolivia in November. Áñez has a history of using racist, anti-indigenous language and has vowed to bring the Bible back to the presidency. The last U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, Philip Goldberg, was expelled in 2008 by then-President Evo Morales, who accused the United States and the George W. Bush administration of working to destabilize his government. At least 32 anti-coup protesters have been killed by security forces since the ousted President Evo Morales last November, most of them indigenous people.
The total number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus has reached 3,000 in China, according to the country's authorities Monday morning. Reports from Beijing say that at least 81 people have died. Previously, Chinese authorities reported 2,200 cases. Nearly 3,000 people may be infected, but their diagnosis has not yet been confirmed. Approximately 21,500 people in China had close contacts with infected and are under the supervision of doctors. Chinese authorities said that the 3,000 people infected by the virus, the largest number of these cases were reported in the Hubei province. The authorities said the Hubei province has reported 1,052 cases, which makes up nearly half of the total number of people infected. China has also seen several cases in major cities like Beijing, with 51 cases, and Shanghai, with 40 cases. This has prompted the Chinese authorities to limit travel in several parts of the country. Entire cities have been essentially quarantined, with some 60 million people now on partial or full lockdown.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's go back over now to our news with Elena Valverde and Susana Nieves.
Cuban Minister of Foreign Affairs Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla highlighted Cuban steps towards preventing and combating human trafficking. The minister shared on Twitter the latest report of the country on the fight against this global problem. He pointed out that Cuba maintains a policy of zero tolerance and exemplary performance in the prevention and fight against human trafficking, with a low incidence of this problem in the territory. According to the report, during 2019, Cuba continued to implement the National Plan of Action for the Prevention and Combating of Trafficking in Persons and the Protection of Victims. The report highlights that 15 cases were prosecuted during the period for crimes in human trafficking. This low incidence is mainly due to the impact of the preventive measures to the zero tolerance policy, as well as to the absence of organized criminal networks in the national territory. Of the cases mentioned, 12 involved trafficking for sexual exploitation, 2 for forced begging, and 1 for slavery. 25 victims were identified, including 10 women, 8 girls, 1 boy, and 6 men.
The first International Media Education Film Festival, MICE, will take place in Havana from January 29th to the 31st. The event will have an impact on audiovisual training initiatives for children and teenagers in different countries. More than 20 professors from Spain, Mexico, Argentina, Bolivia, Canada, Germany, and Brazil will attend this event, which will promote films by child filmmakers based on responsible training. Organized by the Union Network, the event is sponsored by the Valencian Culture Institute, the Cuban Ministry of Culture, and the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry, ICAIC, which has steadily worked in favor of children's education for 60 years. The Ministry of Education and the Juan Marinello Cuban Institute of Cultural Research also will participate. Some of the Cuban experts supporting MICE Havana are filmmaker Merlin Solaya, actor Jorge Perugorría, and film critic Fran Padrón. During the official inauguration, scheduled for January 29th at La Rampa Movie Theater, the animated short film El Jugador, The Player, will be screened. Based on the homonymous short story by Valencian writer Enric Valor, by the children of the stop-motion animated workshop in Cuba. The program of activities includes the Education Communication Congress, a classic Spanish guitar concert, and several screenings, exhibitions, animations, workshops, and lectures.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists has advanced the doomsday clock 20 seconds closer to midnight. The clock is a symbolic timekeeper that tracks the likelihood of nuclear war and other existential threats. It now stands closer to catastrophe than at any time since its creation in 1947. Mary Robinson, former Irish president and former UN human rights chief, said, "The doomsday clock is a globally recognized indicator of the vulnerability of our existence. It's a striking metaphor for the precarious state of the world, but most frighteningly, it's a metaphor backed by rigorous scientific scrutiny. This is no mere analogy. We are now 100 seconds to midnight, and the world needs to wake up. Our planet faces two simultaneous existential threats, the climate crisis and nuclear weapons." The bulletin of the atomic scientists blasted U.S. President Donald Trump for withdrawing the United States from the Cold War-era intermediate-range nuclear forces agreement, and is calling on Washington to renew the New START treaty before it expires in 2021. New START limits the number of nuclear weapons deployed by the U.S. and Russia.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Raúl Castro and Díaz-Canel attend funeral of Acela de los Santos.
President of the Cuban National Assembly congratulates country's designated mayors.
U.S. to send ambassador to Bolivia after coup ousted Evo Morales.
Coronavirus death toll rises to 81 in China, nearly 3,000 infected.